We're doing the Maharal in the Be'er HaGula, page Yud Zayin in the Hartman edition. What page is it, Bayou? Page Yud Aleph in the Standard edition. And he is about to enumerate the seven classical claims that people would have against our sages. And in response to these seven claims, he wrote the seven chapters of this book, calling each chapter a different well. That's why it's called Be'er HaGula, the wells of the fountains of the springs. So he has seven wells to answer the seven claims against the rabbis. And these are the illicit thoughts that people have against the people, against the wise men of the world, meaning the sages of the Talmud. Harishon, the first claim they have against our sages, Omram, is that they claim, Kibab, Mishnah, Vatalmud, Dvarim Shem, Osafal, Torat Moshe. They claim that there are things in the Mishnah and Talmud that are really additions to the Torah that Moshe gave us. As we find the sages instituted, we should wash our hands, and that we have to prepare a special dish before Yom Tov in order to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. And so we find other rabbinic institutions. So they claim that the rabbinic institutions are additions to the Torah. So that's one claim against the sages. Gam, furthermore, they claim, Gare'u mitorat Moshe. They say the sages also detracted from the Torah. Ki ha-mitzvah arba'im yakenu, because the Torah says when you give a person lashes, give him 40 lashes. Ve'em omim lakot oto mispar lametet. And our tradition is, you give him 39. So they say, look, the Torah says 40, you give 39, you're detracting from what the Torah says. So the first claim is, you're adding and detracting from the Torah. That's the first claim against the sages. And corresponding to that, we will learn, Bezrat Hashem, starting tonight, we will get to the first well and start learning the Maharal's response. Hasheni, the second claim, Omrim, they claim, Kiloze bilvat shosifu vigaru, that not only did they add and detract, avad hem avru chok umishpat bedvarim arbe sheinam lefi adat vasechel, but they also went against common logic. They also said things that simply are illogical. And they told us to do things that really we shouldn't do, and they told us not to do things that logic would dictate that we should do. And he'll expand on this. His examples are Edim Zomimim, that our tradition is if the Edim Zomimim did not yet succeed in executing their plot, if they only reached a point where the courts decreed to punish the person, but they didn't actually do it, then they get the corresponding punishment. But if they actually executed their plot, then they don't get kasha zaman. You don't give them the equivalent of what they plotted. So that seems completely illogical. So we'll discuss that. Hashlishi, the third claim against the sages, she'amru, that our sages said, ki yotziu dvarim min haTorah, asher lo yisbol hadat lefaresh kach. Some things they interpreted in the Torah that logic repels. It is illogical at first glance to interpret the Torah that way. Included in that, they sometimes claim that the rabbi's derivations don't fit with the laws of grammar. So how could they derive things that way? So he'll address that too. The fourth claim, Shamru, they claim, that you find things in the Agadic parts of the Talmud that seem to speak improperly towards heaven. And about things like this, they sway their heads, they wag their fingers. They say that the words of the sages are forgeries. They're not talking truth the way they talk towards heaven. The fifth claim, that in the Agadic parts of the Talmud you have nonsense, things that are just completely illogical, and he'll address that as well. There are places in Talmud that if read literally, they really seem like fairy tales, and he'll address that. Hashishi, the sixth claim, Shamru, that they claim, Kayu chokim min hachokhmot, ko chokhmat meutzat shamayim v'ateva. They say that Chazal had no concept of science. For example, the science of nature and the science of astronomy. They say, look at what Chazal said about astronomy. You see, they didn't know anything in science. Vashvi'i, the final claim, Shamru, that they claim, Ki he'aviru mishpat v'din asher inam chachamim. That they treated those who are not wise men unfairly. They treated them derogatorily. They took revenge of them. They shamed them. And also they treated those who are not Jewish unfairly. And spoke about them at will. And that's improper to do. How much more so wise men who love the truth. So again, we'll respond to that claim as well. Those are the seven major claims people have against the sages. And as you see, this great work you're holding will address each and every claim. And this is the reason we're learning this work of the Maharals, and this is the first time we're having class in the Maharal, is because this work is the simplest and most logical. The Maharal's other works have many deep Kabbalistic concepts, but here the Maharal takes these claims head on and explains logically the answers, or his answers, to these claims. ולכן אחר שביארנו בחיבור תפארת ישראל מה שראוי לבאר מענייני התורה שבכתב והמצווה שבה, being that we completed the work, says the Maharal, I first wrote the work תפארת ישראל, which explains the glory of the Torah and the mitzvos in the Torah, עד שיצא חנוגה צדקם, to the point where, even though people might have claims that things in the Torah seem illogical, we have clarified the validity of the Torah in this work, Tiferet Yisrael, says the Maharal, and we've elucidated the righteousness of the Torah. And now this work, we've set our goal in this work to clarify the ways of the oral law. And to remove what the wise men of the world might say derogatorily about us, because anyone who derides the sages is included in those who say the Torah isn't from heaven. It goes hand in hand, the written law and the oral law, and you have to accept both, otherwise there's nothing to talk about. We've come here to clarify the things that would seem strange in the Talmud. We want to explain that it's not strange.